today's sugya, last few days' sugya, is not an easy, sugya, and it requires to be broken down. Try to do it in a methodical way, and there'll be three different topics that we'll discuss in the context of Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir. Is a continuation of last time when we had spoken about Rabbi Meir. What does it mean? Shlo Hashem Avila Dei Machlokes Avila Dei Tashlumin. So the first thing we'll do is we'll focus on the Shita of Rabbanan that disagrees in the case of Mishnah and Dalet Amid Aleph. That'll be the first part. Mirt Hashem, the next part will be to be Mazbir, the Kasha of the Gemara, Rabbanan Hailo San Ve'acha Hitchok and Maidarshi Bei, and the basic implications for that on the issue that we've spoken about in the past. And then the third thing was we'll focus a little bit in Minei Bay and the Tosos about Lav Shanit and Lazarus Mitzvah's Bezdin. Not an easy sugya, but hopefully if we break things down into bite-sized pieces, then maybe we'll be able to glean some soda. Okay. We had a machlokas in our Mishnah, a double machlokas. We had a machlokas in regards to a case in which Edim Zomimin come in and they are made against someone that is chayiv money. So there Rabbi Meir had said that they're going to be chayiv both makis and tashlumin, while the chacham said kol mishalim ein elokei. Then we had another case in the Mishnah. The second case in the Mishnah was a case in which there was hadas edim for malchus. So there Rabbi Meir says you get 80 malchus and the Rabbanan say you get 40 malchus. The Gemara on the top of Dalet Amud Beis says that the reason why the halacha is that you get only one tashlumin according to the Rabbanan, one onesh, to be more precise, according to Rabbanan, is because lokin vein mishalman, is because of kedei rishasa. So that was the machlokas that we had, that the mayor says shlo hashem eviyam adei makso idiyah tashlumin. The Gemara says according to Rabbanan the rationale is kedei rishasa. That's the Gemara on the top of Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara then later on then asks, according to the Rabbanan in the Seifa, where you have a case of two sets of Malkus, where you get Malkus for, according to Rabbi Meir, you get two sets of Malkus for, number one, for being Meir, that the fellow is Chai Malkus, number two, it seems from Losana, at first glance. So Gemara says, Rabbanan, Hai Losana, Re'acha, Re'cheka, my Avdi, like, what are we going to do with that Losana? My Darshi Bei. And the Gemara answers, Ahumi bar le lazar le edim zomim. We need it for the azar for edim zomim. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir has a different azar. So now we know where Rabbi Meir got his shmonim malchus for, because he has a separate azar lo yosifu, while the Rabbanan are of the opinion that no, you don't have a separate azar. So therefore, losan needs to be used for the azara, and therefore there's only a 40 malchus that comes from kasher zomam lasos. Tosus asks a simple question. David Lon's question. Tosus asks, but at the end of the day, what happened to Kedei Rishaso? At the end of the day, we learned upstairs that the Rabbanan are of the opinion that you have Kedei Rishaso. That's Tosus's kasha. And Tosus's answer is Einachinami. Tosus says, you're right. If you would have had Kedei Rishaso, then in such a case, we should have said upstairs that we should have said that the reason why you're putter is because you don't have the lav of Losana. What are we doing with Kedei Rishaso? V'imtoma lil gabi meidim shechayim mezonos leima mehai taimel rabbanon lomeli meimer Kedei Rishaso nafka. So what do we even need Kedei Rishaso for? So he asked it a little bit the inverse of the way David had asked it. Tosus asked, what do you need Kedei Rishaso for? But the same question, l'chura, you have something that's repetitious. Answers Tosus that over there you need Kedei Rishaso for the rabbanon. And over here, you need a separate svar for the Rabbanan. Why? So Tosus, there's a fundamental difference between the two cases. Over there, we're talking about an onish of mamon. So then, in such a case, lo boy hazar, then I wouldn't need this azar of lo san of reyacha. And then, in a chanami, we should have said that you should have two chiyuvim. Comes along Kedei Rishaso and says that you don't have the two chiyuvim. However, downstairs, where we're talking about an onish haguf, so then you need a separate Asara, and when you need a separate Asara, so then in such a case, you would say that once you need a separate Asara for Losanis, so then all you're left with is the Parsha of Kasha Zaman, and therefore you're going to get Malkus only one set, not for Losanis, because Losanis has already been used up for the Asara. Adkan Divrei Tov. Now, what emerges is that Tosfos is fundamentally disagreeing with Shitaso with the Shita that we have seen from the Ramban. The Ramban in the Mishnah had learned Shelo Hashem Mevila De Makis Mevila De Teshluma differently than Tosfos. Tosfos, we had spoken about the Pshat Rab Merbenu Meir Mivarguni, who said Shelo Hashem Mevila De Makis Mevila De Teshluma means that you have a Chiyuv of Malkos, and that Chiyuv Malkos come for the passing, and Tashlum is this magical Chiyuv that has nothing to do with it. And then we began to fight what exactly is Kedei Rishaso according to Meir, but either according to Ramban, and both Ramban and Rabbeinu Meir, but according to Rabbeinu Meir, that's the Pshat of Shelo Hashem. The Ramban disagreed. The Ramban said Shelo Hashem Mevila De Makis Mevila De Tashlum was referring to something else. What was it referring to according to Ramban? What Shelo Hashem Mevila De Makis Mevila De Tashlum referred to? It refers to the Seifa of the Gemara, all the way downstairs. That the same machlokas that we have between Rabban and Rabbi Meir in the case, and here's the crunch, the same machlokas that have Rabban and Rabbi Meir in the Seifa, in the case of which we have 80 Malkas, is the same machlokas that we had in regards to the case of the Mammon. The same machlokas? That's what the Gemara, Rabbi Meir means when he says, Shelo Hashem Mevila De Makis Mevila De Tashlumin. Reb Meir says, you're using Losana as Azhara, I don't need to use it as Azhara, therefore you can get 80 Malkus. So therefore, what emerges is that according to the Shita of Rebbe Meir, the reason why you're Lokin and Mishalman, the reason why you get Shmon and Malkus is for the same reason. You have an extra Pasuk, and for that extra Pasuk you're going to get both. However, the Rabbanon disagree on both grounds, because the Rabbanon say that we need the Azhara for Eidim Zomimin. So once we need the Azhar for Eidim Zomimin, for some reason the Ramban doesn't accept Tosas as Chiluk Vamei Vinyamin, doesn't accept the Chiluk between Lo Sarech Azhar in the case of Mammon, he rejects that entire Mahalach, and therefore the Ramban says that in such a case we're going to say that we need the Azhar for an instance both by Lokin and Mishalman as well as two sets of Malkus. So then how the Ramban reads the Gemara upstairs? The Gemara says that you have Kedei Rishaso according to Rabbanan. So Rav Yifrach pointed out that the Ramban says, the Ritva says, but that's Ramban, the Einach Anami. The whole Gemara is superfluous Aliba the Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan say Kedei Rishaso, that's not Shitas HaRabbanan. Shitas HaRabbanan holds that the reason why I say Lokin and Mishalman is because you don't have an extra pasuk. I, Kedei Rishaso, they're asking you, Aliba the Rabbi Meir, you, Rabbi Meir, saying in such a case, what are you going to do with Kedei Rishaso? So then we have the give and take of Lav Shem B'maisa V'chule V'chule. But, according to the Rabbanan, it's straight up the same machlokas. While, according to Tosas, it's not that way. Tosas had learned Shelo Hashem differently than the Ramban, and therefore there are two distinct machlokas. So what comes out is something just in terms of being misadder, that's the secret of what we're trying to do today. Just to be misadder, this complicated sugya, what comes out is we have a fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos, in how did they learn the Reisha and the Seifa on the machlokas between Ramban and Rabbi Meir. According to Tosfos, there are two distinct machlokas in over here. Number one, in the case of the Reisha of Lokin and Mishalman, so there the Ramban and Rabbi Meir are arguing about the Hagdara of Kedei Rishasa, which we already spoke about before. That's the Shita of Tosfos in the Reisha. The Rabbanan say that we should say Kedei Rishaso in the case of Shelo Hashem Mevila De Makis Mevila De Tashlumin, while the Rabbanan disagree. And then we have in the Seifa we have another machlokas, the machlokas of whether the Azhara is Mufna. That's according to Tosfos. However, according to the Ramban, it's one singular machlokas. So that's the fundamental difference between the Ramban and Tosfos within the Reisha and Seifa, and that's why the Ramban is not at all bothered by Tosas' kasha when Tosas says, but wait a second, what about Kedei Rishaso? Because according to Ramban, Einach Anami, the Rabban are not working with Kedei Rishaso at all. Okay, so that's the first part in being Mesader, the machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Meir. Now let's zero in, especially I had promised Yaakov we'd get back to that. That's the general skeleton. Now let's zero in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, V'rabbonon hailo sanamai avdile. So the Gemara asks, according to the Rabbanon, what are we going to do with the lav of losana? What's the Gemara's kasha? So I'm not going to discuss Shitas Rashi, Mineu Beis, because Rashi is extremely complicated. We're going to see it through the eyes of the other Rishonim. If we would spend more time, then maybe we could die to focus on Rashi. But let's try to break it down again to manageable Shitas. So Tosus learns the following. Says Tosus, Rabbona Hailo Sanim Ayazile, Dohod Kamer Lil Gabel Sanim Shum Davilav Shema Maisa, Hainu Ilav Krodvet Spiku. Avobasa the Gadol and Krodvet Spiku, Shayach by Malkus, Yeshon Lomer Dolokim Lil Sanim. So right off the bat, Tosus asks the Kasha. Tosus says, but what about the fact that it's a Lav Shema Maisa? So Tosus says, no, we have the Gibu of Vitspiku that tells us that it's, even though it's a Lav Shema Maisa, in such a case, you would get Malchus. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? In the Hava Mina. Again, we're going back to the Hava Mina. We have been discussing beforehand Rabban and Rabbi Meir in the overview of Aliba the Maskana. But what's the Hava Mina Aliba the Tosos? The Hava Mina is that you should get Malchus with Taurus Bosana according to Rabbanan. And then we're going to answer, no, we need it for the Azhara. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks probably the most famous question in the first parak of Makos. Not Tosus' question or the Rishon's Kasha. This Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question is probably the most famous Kasha, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger keeps on banging it home throughout the Tosus as well. We'll just focus on the first time Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Mashma Sakadaita Chashas, Rabban Alecha Malkus Mishum Lasana, Vikoshali, Habiben Gerusha Mefurish Delokin. After Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but wait a second. You're assuming that there is no Malkus that's coming from Losana, and what are the Rabbanan going to use with it? But at the end of the day, don't we have the Gilu of Losana that already told us from Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza? Why are we saying that over here, by of the Bay, we already know from that Bay and the Bay, through the Gilu of Vitzdiku, we see that Losana tells us, we see from Vitzdiku that Losana gets Malkus in the case of Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza. So what's the cash on the Rabbanon? That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's cash. Now, the answer to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha, one could say, which obviously Rabbi Akiva Eiger was aware of, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger, for some reason, is resistant. And this might be the greatest raya in terms of discussion whether the Yeshiva Shechakira is right or wrong that we discussed in the past. Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumes, as a Dover Pashut, that Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza, is, the Malkus is coming from Losana. If you remember, this is why, in a way, Eli pointed out that this is the hardest way to end the summer in terms of Chabura, because this is the most complicated sugya. But Meidach Gisa comes full circle. The first Chabura we had discussed that there are two ways to read the Gemara on Beis on the Beis. There's a way to understand the Gemara saying that the Gilu of the Yitzdiku is coming to tell us that Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza gets Malkus B'Taras Losana. Or the Yitzdiku tells us that you're going by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza there, the Malkus is the B'chinas Kasher Zama. Coming from Kasher Zomam, it's not, what do we mean it's coming from Kasher Zomam? Everybody agrees at the end of the day we're going to have a Lav Losana. There is a Lav Losana. But ultimately, it's not a separate onish that's distinct of Kasher Zomam. But rather, the onish itself is coming from Kasher Zomam. Then we argued a lot. We weren't sure then. And me and Yaakov are still not sure from our first machlokas. We argued then what exactly is the kavanah of Tosus. That we thought that the two based in our rabbein, that the two deis and Tosus are gufa on daf beis and alpha gufa totally in that. Leaving that aside, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is clearly taking sides in the issue. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when he asks his kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no, you're using Losana already. Losana, you're already using to tell us what? That the Malkus over here is coming from Losana. What's his lashon? The kashli of Ben Gerusha Mefurish Delokin. The Itzrich Bezel Losana. That's what Losana is coming to tell us. Not coming from Kasher Zomam. The Itzrich Bezel Losana. We need the Lav Losana. So if the Lav Losana is coming to tell us the Malkus, so then in such a case, we have a question. So what would the simple answer? No. It's nothing to do with Losana. Malkus of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza is coming from Kasher Zomam. Elamai Rabbi Akiva Eiger did not assume that way. Why did Rabbi Akiva Eiger not assume that way? Because Lechura Tosus didn't assume that way. Tosus, when he starts out, Rabban Hai Losana May Avdile, and this is what Eli pointed out in the first Chabura, so the Tosus says, the Hodika Omar Lil Gabi Sam Shin Avdile May Sahin Lavdil Krovit Siku, Abbasan Lavdil Siku, Shaykh Bey Malkis, the Lachim Losana, that the Malkis is coming from Losana. So again, Tosus is bringing out this idea, and this is where Rabbi Akiva Eiger is probably coming from. So even though I still believe that there are shitas that we shown him that reflect the shita that says that the Malkus is coming from Kasher Zomam, it's clear that Tosus' shita on the Avdal and the Beis is not that way, and that's what pushes Rabbi Akiva Eiger to challenge even the Gemara. Okay, so obviously then that requires more step of limud. But in other words, how to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. But in outlining the shittas, this is the pashta. More than that, let's take a look now at the Ritva. Comes along the Ritva, and here we're going to get into the next part of the tokus of our sugya. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva in Dibra Masma Humi Boile quotes the Ramban from Beis Hamidrash. And the Ritva also takes sides in our daf in the Chakira based on the Ramban and Beis Hamidrash. And the Ritva tells us pshat in the Maskanas HaGemara. There's a chiluk between what we've been discussing up until now beforehand in Rabbi Akiva Eger and Tosafot, we were discussing the Havamina. And the Ritva now we're discussing the Maskanas. So cheshbon all this out would be a little bit beyond our scope. But just put that on the table. Yes, there we were in the Havamina. Now we're in the Maskana. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva quotes the Ramban. What's the Gemara's teretz? Ahum yibayle lazar eizim zomim. Sanachon kamosha kasar Ramban. And this Ramban is related to the Ramban that we saw last week, but it's also mevusas on the Ramban on Beis on Beis. Bekiven de lo sana azar leizim zomim l'kayim b'hem onesh kash zomim. Shuv ein lanu bo elo onesh kash zomim b'mokom sheyesh l'kayim b'o teretz zomim. Shekfar pirei shakos of onsho. What's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is, no, I need losana as hara freidim zomim to fulfill the onish of kasha zama. Ula fuke, and it's coming to exclude. Now here, the Ritva could have stopped. The Ritva could have stopped, but the Ritva is begging for a fight. Why? Because his Rebbe, the Ramban, begged for a fight. Ula fuke is coming to exclude, again, this is no longer pshat. The Ritva could have stopped over here. Zakter is very mer. Ritva says more. Ula fuke heche she'ena b'toras hazama, and it's coming to exclude where you don't have hazama. Kegon ha'shinuyim b'reish pirke yosef zeh, shalokim in alav hazeh, mishim shekosu rachman v'estiku. Where you have the zeres ha'kosu v'estiku, that's not the b'toras hazama. It has nothing to do with hazama. So losane is azhara for kasher zaman, and then you have a separate parish of itziku that has nothing to do with kasher zaman, because losane is azhara for kasher zaman. Itziku is a separate parish. Itziku is entirely separate parish. So again, now the information is really, really, really mounting. Again, the Ritva says that the malchus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza of itziku has nothing to do with kasher zama. Nothing to do. He goes to the other extreme. Has nothing to do with kasher zama. It's out of the parsha's mama. Ain't of, what's his lashon? His lashon was ain't of the Torah hazama. It's not the Torah hazama. Okay. So this is the sugya. This is the throwaway line in the Ritva. And now we've got a problem. What's our problem? Our problem is that the Ritva is quoting his Rebbe, the Ramban, very, very accurately on Beis Hamidrash, and you should read over that Ramban. I found it the hardest Ramban to read over on these three daftim. But he's quoting his Rebbe accurately, and we have a stira. We're left picking up the pieces. The Ritva on the Beis Hamidrash, in a piece that we celebrated the first time around, we pulled the wool over our eyes the first time, we said Shtikl Torah based on it. The Ritva quotes the Ramban and says something else. The second Ritva is on column Chof, where he's quoting the Kasha of why is it that our Mishnah doesn't say that you get Malchus by Kofa. And Tosfos gives a technical answer. Maybe it's going according to Man Nomer Kofa Mamona. But the Ramban, the Ritva quotes his Rebbe the Ramban. Interestingly enough, we've put a challenge to follow on the heels of Yaakov and David's $1 bet. I have a dollar and a 10 cent bet, maybe. I don't know. But tens of so we'll have a bet. I think that in Shas, I don't think this Ramban could be found. The reason I say it is only because the footnote doesn't have any number, and in learning through the sugya for a while, absolutely seeing no reference to this Ramban anywhere. So the only place we have this Ramban is in the Ritva. The Ramban seems to say, answer this question, as we spoke about the first time, differently. Says the Ramban, Avo Ramban Tirek, Dehani Einan Lokim Itam Deprishin Alil, Dehamalkas Vidstiku B'mokom Azama Omeh. The Ramban says that the Malkus by Kofar that you wanted to suggest in theory is not Shaykh. Why? Because the Malkus by Ben Grusha is B'mokom Azama. When it comes to Kofar, of what significance was the Azama? The Edom Zomin, the false Edom. It was only vis-a-vis Kofar, and Kofar is L'shamayim. So since it's L'shamayim and Vitziku is B'makom Azama Omeh, when it comes to Ben Grusha, so then in such a case, the Ramban says, we're not going to give you Malkus. So now, what's relevant for us is that we pointed out that the Ramban is the Shita, he was the one we had hanged the whole thing on, which throws, again, the whole Chakira into question, but he was the one that we had hung this Hezber, that when it comes to Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, it's coming from Makom Azama, and that's what the Ritva quotes over here from the Ramban. Then we went further, that Rabbi Braunschweiger loved this idea so much, so then he wanted to say Gufa, that the machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam, whether you get Malkus on Kofar, is Gufa this Chakira. The Ramban assumed that you don't get Malkus on Kofar, because the Ramban assumes that the Malkus is always coming from Hazama, and here Hazama is not Shaykh. But Rabbi Braunschweiger was Medayik, that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Reish Tadi Hei seem to have said that the Malkus of Ben Grusha is coming from Losana. So if it's coming from Losana, so then Losana is Shaykh by Ben Grusha and Chalutz, it's also Shaykh by Kofar, even if it's L'shamayim. The Ramban is right, and as he assumes that he's right. That was what Rabbi Braunschweiger had learned. L'chura, I have a kasha on my Rebbe, that this is not the Shita of Ramban. Kasha on the Bikurei Abba. It's not like the Ramban. The Ramban himself doesn't hold this way. The Ritva quotes this from the Ramban. We saw black and white, so it's a stira. The truth is, it's not a chisaron in Rabbi Braunschweiger's pshat. It's just minei ubeis. The Ritva himself who set us for a tremendous michshol. Tzarech Iyun. The only thing that I could say, the Torah lulei d'mistafina, and lulei d'mistafina already is guaranteed that Rav Yifrach won't be maskim. But lulei d'mistafina, I would say the following. This is not my own. This is comes from a Talmud in Washington University. Came back to learn in yeshiva, and he just made the following observation. He stayed up until 3 a.m. and he struggled with the stira, and he just pointed out again. Rav Yifrach, I bet, is not going to like it. Eli, I know, doesn't like it, but he suggested the following view. He pointed out that over here, the Ritva quotes Ramban as saying, "V'tiku b'makom hazama omer on da beis amibes." That he says that the v'tiku is in the place of hazama. When he quotes the Ramban, now obviously you have to go back to Ramban on beis amibes, but fits in the Ramban on beis amibes. We have to streamline a little here. He says that Ben Grusha Bechalutza, when it's not Hazama, says it's Eino B'Torah Hazama. It's not the Torah Hazama. So counterintuitively, the only yishuv I have is to say that the Ramban really held that the Malkus of Ben Grusha Bechalutza comes from Kash Hazama. But what is the chiluk between Eino B'Torah Hazama and the Makom Hazama? Means the following. All the Ramban meant when he said it to Eino B'Torah Hazama, all the Ritva meant on Dalet Amud Beis and the Ramban on Beis Amud Beis, not the Ritva on Beis Amud Beis, the Ramban on Beis Amud Beis and the Ritva on Dalet Amud Beis, all they meant is you're not actualizing Hazama. The actual Messias of Hazama, of turning him into a Ben Grusha Mechalutzi, not doing it. But it is a Chelik of Kasher Zama. So when he says Eino B'Torah Hazama, Torah means rule. It's not the rules of Azama. The rules of Azama are that you turn them into. So that we know. We all know from the first day of Makos, Ben Grusha and Chalutza doesn't get Aden Zomand aren't turned into Ben Grusha and Chalutza. But that's the Torah Azama. But Makom Azama Omeh, so then maybe Eino Hanami, the Ramban held like we had originally suggested, and all the Torahs he wanted, he was I went into Shir and I ambassador Rabbi Brown Spiegel's pshat. And then he wanted to defend my Rebbe's pshat. He wanted to say that there's a chilut between Betoras Azama or the Makom Azama. I'm not sure if this is right, but at least the Lulei Dimistafina, at least it qualifies as a yishuv. Intuitively, if I could speak for Eli, it's a lot better if I speak for Eli than to let Eli speak. But if I could speak for Eli, what he would say is the following. He would say that the Ramban and Beis and Beis doesn't sound like that. Ramban and Beis and Beis, when he says that the Malkus of Ben Gurushim and Chalut has nothing to do with Hazama. And this subtle chiluk to differentiate between Torah Hazama and B'makom Hazama, so this subtle chiluk requires it's only a subtle diuk. The motif of the Ramban and Beis HaMeveh doesn't sound to be going in that direction. Okay, that is part two. Any ha'aris, Eli? You can did I characterize your position?
You better not hear me speak.
No, I'm joking. So what is that what you feel in the Ramban based on base? That's not the mashmos.
Yeah, I thought it was more than the mashmos. I think meaning what the Ramban is trying to be matarit isn't maturus if you learn him that limited thing. He's trying to answer a question.
I think I knew we'd get into problems. I disagree. I think he has answered that question. Okay. We'll handle that. So anything else? Okay, now we're ready to move on to the third, the diuk is definitely interesting diuk in Lashon HaRitzvah. The diuk is okay. Let's go into Tosfos himself. Rabban Haylo San and my Alzile. Tosfos asks for Kasha. Vim Tomar. Dolo Lilki. Mishum the Havi Lav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Vei Lokin Alo. Vahacha Lav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Edus Nefasha. Tosfos asks, what was our Havamina? What was our Havamina to say that when it comes to Losana, that you're going to get Malchus, Petaris, Losana, Losidur, Rabbanan, but to Lav, Shinitim, Lazarus, Nisus, Bezin. And the Lav, Shinitim, Lazarus, Nisus, Bezin, you don't get Malchus. Says, as Dani pointed out correctly, really the topic of the Sugi is not Shitas HaRabbanan of this Tosfos, is really the Sugi of Lav, Shinitim, Lazarus, Nisus, Bezin. Rav Isser Zalman in a fascinating piece. Actually, it turns out it's not Rav Isser Zalman talking. It's in the Evan Ozel, but he's quoting from his nephew Rav Shach. At that time, I realized. I told Eli. I realized that it's quite a mafia the 50s and the 60s. Basically, the Olam HaTorah was controlled between both sides of the ocean by Rav Isser Zalman's son-in-law and his nephew. So he quotes from his nephew. He quotes from his nephew, the Rav Shach. I didn't even know it the first time. I thought this was Rav Isser Zalman. That Rav Shach counts. Here, if you want, you can even write this down. Tosa Meruba Nayin Dalam Abeis asked the same question. Sanhedrin Dav Yudam et Aleph asked the same question. We don't have this in the Masoret HaShach. Tosa and Shabbos Kufn and Dalam et Aleph asked the same question. Every time we have these Lavim, Tosa keeps on asking this question of Lav Shanitin La Taras Mises Bezdin. So it is a common theme of Tosfos throughout Shas, asking again, let's spell out what the Lav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin Kasha is. At the end of the day, fine. You want to give him Malchus, by Kasha Zomam, but it's a Lav, Lo Sana, could sometimes be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara, which Gemara? Oh, Shabbos, Kuf Nun Dalet Amin Aleph, by Mechamer, seems to say that by Mechamer, you're not going to get Malchus because the Lav of Lo Sasa Chol Elocha is punishable by Mises, so therefore it's a Lav Shinitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. So interestingly, the first piece, actually the second part, we're going to say differently than Rav Shach. But the first piece, Rav Shach has a fascinating ha'ara. He claims that according to the Rambam, across the board, this question never started. He claims that according to the Rambam, this question never started. If you look, and this is not our topic, but this is just a very important collector's item. Like Yaakov said, this is a big sugya. Just to give a couple of important marimekomos, the Rambam, he claims, doesn't hold that mechamer is in the Lav altogether. So the whole raya of Lav Shanita and Lav Taras Mises Bezdin Ein Lokin, we could say a separate chabura on that, but I want to say as much on the daf as possible. But look it up. I don't need to talk. Rav Shach spells it all out. He spells out the svaras. He brings the rayas, and he says that when it comes to mechamer, so then it's not a raya at all, and therefore he claims the Rambam is not goreis the whole issue of Lav Shanita and Lav Taras Mises Bezdin. I is a mashmos in the Gemara in Shabbos. So he says the Rambam didn't go with that mashmos, and he gives a bunch of reasons why the Rambam didn't go with that mashmos. Right, the Mechamer is not allowed. Right, Mechamer doesn't fall into that category. He brings a right from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. So therefore, this whole kasha is shita tosis. That's a fascinating phenomenon that I was unaware when I read the tosis the first time, that the whole idea of lav shnita lazaris mitzvah bez was something that tosis made up. Let me explain. What I mean that tosis made up is the following. Of course, if you were over a lav, let's say you were over choresh on Shabbos, you were choresh on Shabbos, and then you didn't get haftarah. So then the Gemara tells us that lav shnitin lazaris mitzvah bez, in such a case you're not going to get malchus, so even though you're not chayiv mitzvah, because it's already nitin lazaris mitzvah bez. However, in a case of where the actual lav itself, the supposed lav itself, is never capable of getting misa, like for example, what would be our case over here when it comes to the lav of Losan in the case of Kasher Zomam, in the case of which, let's say, you lie that Reuven owes money, then such a case, then the Rambam would say, Inachanami, Chayim Malkus, that's the answer to Tosfos is Kasher. Simple answer to Tosfos is Kasher. That's just step one, without any analysis in the Tosfos Minei Ubei, to know that there's a fundamental difference between the lav sheniti and lav taras mitzvah bezin that Tosfos is assuming. The scope that Tosfos assumes is that any lav that falls into a general rubric that has taras mitzvah bezin automatically, the halacha is that you're not going to get malchus. Versus shitas Rambam that says it needs to be that actual maisa, like choresh. So in such a case, then we say lav shenita on mitzvah name open up. But what happens if we're talking about losane with the prata yachai is saying that his fellow is chayiv money? So that can never reach. That never has the potential of reaching misa. So in such a case, then lav shenita, that lav is an uninformed category of lav shenita as harsh mitzvah bezin. In such a case, you would get malchus. So this is the approach aliba de Rambam, and this is the way to be miyashiv. And mechamer is not a kashul. Obviously, Tosis does not assume that way. Tosis assumes that lav shenitin lazaris mitzvah bezin ein achanami, the halacha would be that you'd be loki, that you would not be loki in all cases, whether it's a lav like charisha or whether it's a lav losana that would be chayiv misa. So there is a fascinating Reb Chaim where Reb Chaim tries to be miyashiv Tosis's kasha. Comes along Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says something very controversial. As we were learning it, we were realizing that the Chura, or Reb Chaim says, is against the Beferish Rashi. And that was the way that, when we were learning it, Eli was originally Mazbir the Gemara, so he didn't understand the Reb Chaim at all. But we'll see, we'll defend Reb Chaim. So, comes along Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim gives the following Gisha to Tosfos' Kasha. Reb Chaim says, what does it mean, lav shenitin lazaris mitzvah bezin ein lokin olav? It means that if the Torah gives you a message of bezin, mitzvah bezin, so then the Torah is telling you this lav doesn't get malchus. So, for example, go to Hilchos Shabbos. Again, let's leave the Rambam shita aside. That was just makia, the whole Tosfos. But within Tosfos, let's go to Hilchos Shabbos. So, in a case of where you're over on either choresh or mechamer, such a case, the Torah there went out of its way to say that Yechai Nisus Bezdin. So obviously the Ratzon HaKra is that it's not, to use our term from third parak of Makis, it's not a Lav D'Chasima, falls out of the category of Lav D'Chasima, it's automatically in the category of Nisus Bezdin, and even if you have any technicality, whether it's because there's no Hasra, or whether because this is something that never gets Malki, that never gets Nisus Bezdin, but once it's in the category of a Lav that Bezdin tells you, so in such a case it's Mufka. Comes along Reb Chaim, he says, beautiful. He says, is this really a case where the Torah told you it's only Mises Bezdin? What happens if Reuven and Shimon are made on Yosef that he's Chayiv Malkus? They're made on Yosef that he's Chayiv Malkus. So now Reuven and Shimon are being made on Yosef Chayiv Malkus. Comes along, the Torah says that there's in the Havamim Marzalav Lo Sana, and also we know Kasher Zomim Lassos is the Onesh. So then in such a case, right, this kash is on the onish, so in such a case the Torah goes out of its way to say you do get malchus. So even though normally when it comes to mechamer, there the Torah says Isurei Shabbos are muska from malchus, but when it comes to kash is on, it's an exception to the rule. Even though there are times that you be chayiv Misa's Bezdin, like if you made it that Yosef's Chayim Misa, but the Torah also tells you in the other direction that if you're made on Yosef's Chayim Malkus, that you get Malkus. So Kasher Zomam tells you that the Lav Shenitain, Lav Torah's Malkus, Ubezdin. It's an answer to a trivia question. This is a classic Brisker point. You have to break it down to its components. Don't follow the general category. And here, the Eden Zoma is an exception to the rule. It's a Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Malkus Ubezdin. Normally, we say there's no such a thing, because normally the Torah only tells us one or the other. But over here, through Kasher Zoman, we see an exception, Zok Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim in stencil. So this is how Reb Chaim is Miyashi Tos Kasher. Obviously, can't say Reb Chaim in the stencil. You have to say it in the Yiddish. So, obviously, Reb Chaim Yisrael Tosis rejected. Obviously, he rejected Reb Chaim Yisrael. Why? So Eli pointed out that this is not the pshat in Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin. Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin, Rashi and Yigim on the day, says differently. And once you have that Havon and Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin, so then you can't say what Reb Chaim said. And Tosfos learned that way, and if you learn Minei Ubei, we don't have the time to fetch it Minei Ubei, but if you learn Minei Ubei and Tosfos, you'll see Minei Ubei Tosfos assuming that as well. But let's point, instead of Minei Ubei and Tosfos, that's for Adashir, but let's just point out the Rashi, it's Mamish Mefurish. On Yugimel on the Beis, and Divar Maskel Ein Lokin Alav, says Rashi, Kishihisru Bo Balkis below Misa, Lefi Shalo Nitein Lav Zeh Lazarus Onish Malkis Kishar Lavin, Sharei Hutzrach Laz Hira, Shim Lo Kein Lo HaYochol L'chayvo Misa. What is Rashi saying Yugimel on the Beis? Rashi says the following. Rashi says that the pshat in Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin Ein Lokin Alav is that once the Torah tells you that you get Misa, then the Azhara, we know from the idea of Lo Anash El Im Kein Hizir, then the Azhara has to be used for Misa. Because you can't have an Onish of Misa without having a Azhara that corresponds to it. So now, what do you want to do? What do you want to do, Reb Chaim? You want to say that no, here the Azhara is used both for Malkus and Misa. But Rashi and Yugim on the Beis Malkus says not that way. Rashi says that when you have a Azhara that's going on Misa's Bezdin, so then the Azhara is entirely set aside for that Misa's Bezdin. You can't use that Azhara. As much as you like to say that Kasher Zoman makes it Shayach, but the Pasuk is no longer Musneh. So Rabotai, we have two understandings. Here's the Chakira. We have two understandings in how to understand Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin. If you will, at first glance, it seems like a machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Tosfos. It's ridiculous. But let's just formulate it. Then number one, according to Tosfos, the understanding of Lav Shenitain LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin is that once you have a pasuk at a lav, and then you have the onish of Misa's Bezdin, so then the pasuk is no longer mufna for anything else, and therefore you can never give that malchus. That's the way Tosfos learns, and that's a Rashi Mefurish Malkus Yigim on the base. However, the other way of understanding it is a Lav Hanitein LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin is not the pshat that you have the malchus that's entirely removed because the pasuk is not musna, but rather the Torah is telling me a message. The Torah is telling me a message that you could only have one onish, and that's an assumption. We're making an assumption you can only have one onish, and the onish that you have is Misa's Bezdin. However, we pointed out that the nafka mina between these two cases is what happens if the Torah tells us at the same time the message that you do have Malkus. So then, in such a case, it's an exception to the rule. These are the two studs in the house to understand Lav Hanitein LaHazoras Misa's Bezdin. Yes. Tosfos learns differently. So Tosfos is saying that you're right. Even though the Torah says, the logic of the Torah would dictate that you should be able to give Malkus, because Kasher Zalman says the Farish, in a case where Reuben Shimon made against Yosef, that you should get Malkus. Ain't a Konami. Logic of Torah would dictate that. However, in this case, we also have a Pasuk, Lo Sane, that's clearly being a lav for Misa's Bezdin. So once We need to use that pasuk for Mises Bezdin, so then by definition it's no longer Mufnif for Malkus. It could be that the logic of Kashin Zaman would say that, but it's no longer Mufnif for Malkus. And you will always need...
Like the Torah, like,
yeah, so that's... The pasuk is not empty anymore. The pasuk is not empty. You can't use it. It's being magdir. No, it's not steer. It's being magdir. What is the Kashin Zaman? It's redefining what the Kashin Zaman is. It redefines what the Kashin Zaman is. It's telling us that that's not a case where you're going to do Kashin Zaman.
It's not a lot of
That's where Chaim's Teres is. Right. Right. That's where Chaim's Teres
is. Thought it was. All the Rishonim.
Okay. 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 Very good. No, I'm asking. I'm not here. This is what it's, as has been the theme of the summer. We didn't start the fire. Yeah. So, Enochanami. This is what Reb Chaim said. I don't know if I would have said it, but this is what Reb Chaim clearly said. What's interesting to note is that. Is that this yisod I found in other places. The strangest thing in the world is that Rav Shach says this also later on in the piece in a slightly different way, and he makes no mention of the Reb Chaim. Notice this yisod has already had Gilgulim outside of Reb Chaim. It's clear if Rav Shach knew it was quoting from Reb Chaim, I would imagine that he would have pointed that out. Now, just one tiny bit of defense, not going to satisfy you, and the summer Eli will have a dechia, but there is a Rashi in Bava Kama Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi in Bava Kama Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Does anybody have a Bava Kama nearby? Rashi's Bava Kama's formulation is a little bit different than Rashi. Thank you. Rashi's formulation is a little bit different than Rashi and Makis Yukim Amud Beis. Now, obviously, that in itself is a problem, but there is. Reb Chaim claims, now here's the interesting thing. Did you notice when you looked at the Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim said, Kachot of Rashi. So what is he referring to? He's referring to Rashi in Bava Kama Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Still a kasha. What about Rashi Yugimel Amud Beis? But listen to Rashi in Bava Kama Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Says Rashi, V'ein Lokin Alav, the Misas Bezdin who own Shoshalat. Rashi doesn't say the whole thing about being Mufka or not. When the Torah says that the Chiyuv is Misas Bezdin, then it's Misas Bezdin that's the Einish Allah, not the Malkus. When the Ratzon Akra is this way, it says this way, not that way. But what happens, Dr. Reb Chaim, what happens where the Ratzon Akra is Mefurish also that Malkus? So in such a case, then the whole rule of Rashi doesn't apply. Unless you have the Torah that it needs to be Mufna. So Reb Chaim's Yisod is Mevusas on a Rashi above a Kamai and Dalai Mabez. Again, Reb Chaim does not come out shining over here because there's a Rashi Mefurish Makis Yugim on the base that's against that. Tosis is clearly assuming against that. But Reb Chaim ran with this Rashi Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and then you could be that this is where he was coming from. One more Yisod that merges with this. Well, Eli, want to be Mamshech with this? Go ahead.
Because Tosis learned that the Lashon Zimun on Tarsus is based on Ayin Dalet Beis, so Lashon Zimun on Tarsus is based, a different Lashon Zimun on Tarsus is based because we're working post the Gila Beit Tziku.
Okay.
So, and any Lav which is going to come the day,
okay. It's definitely exciting, that's for sure. There's a lot to
digest.
Okay. Yes, to eat up here. Okay. One more ha'ara of Otsai, which might be a little bit related to this, is Minei Ubei. Let's go back to Minei Ubei. Normally, in the daf shir, I would start the exact opposite. I would start with this marsha. That's the chilas between chabura and shir. What we should have started from in the sugya is Minei Ubei. Tosfos doesn't seem to make perfect sense. Why? Let's take a look at the hemshech of Tosfos. Tosfos says, in Dibur Ma'aser Rabbanan and Hai Loisane, the Tosfos again asks, but wait a second. Loisane, Tosfos asks, the Lav Shein B'Maisa, right? That's Tosfos' kasha. And Tosfos answers, no! But here it's different that we have a pasuk of Yitziku that's Megala, that even though it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, get Malkus like we saw in Beis on the Beis already. Okay, Tosfos begins to handle. Then he says, Dim Tomar, it's a Lav Shein Yitzin La'Zaris Mises Bezdin. That's what Tosfos asks. And then Tosfos' answer to that question is Tosfos found China. V'yeish lomar d'shani. I want to bang my head against the wall. How many times I read over the Tosfos and didn't I was mamish in the coma. I was reading Tosfos all the time. Says Tosfos Yesh Lomar, the Shani Hacha, the Goli Kroke, the Amr Achman of Ayim Bina Kosa Rasha, Michlau the Lucky Mishum Losana, the Loana Shalom King is here. So Tosfos says, no. You're right. Lav Shintan Tosfos means it's Bezdin, you're right. But here it's an exception to the rule. There's a special Zeret HaKasa, not Minei Ubei, not Archakir and Lav Shnitan Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin, like Reb Chaim wants to say. It's not Shaykh. No, Lav Shnitan Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin is Shaykh. Tosfos is right. Shaykh. Like Rashi Maki, we explained Rashi Maki. But here's a special Zeret HaKasa that overrides Lav Shnitan. We're not going to take apart Lav Shnitan that Reb Chaim wanted to do. No. Lav Shnitan is 100% right. It's 100% applicable over here. But here's a special Zeret HaKasa. Comes along the Marsha, and we all should have asked this question. Comes along the Marsha, Tosfos found China. It's Tiglath HaTzadik Rishua HaTarasha. Even if for some reason Tosfos forgot Beis on Beis, or understood the Gilui differently, but we already, just above, had explained that the reason why Lysana is an exception, that even though it's Lashay Mike, is because of the Gilui. So what's Tosfos coming along and saying again? Comes along and tells him, he says, Nachamol, after five lines of struggling, Lav Shnitan, Lav Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin, he says, oh yeah, there's that Gilui of his Tzitzus. Let's see the Marsha.
It was two separate things. Right there, some as the acceptance
of the Evil Meister here. Yeah, but why did Tosfos take so long to develop it? Tosfos goes to three potential answers, Momo and Vichule. Tosfos should have said, it should have been a one line Tosfos. Tosfos should have said, V'hod ha'av elav shem ha'maisa v'elav shmitin la'atisas la'atars mitas bezdin shani hocha the goli krov is siku zehu. That's all
the rules that the Gemara made.
Yeah, but why does Tosfos need to take seven lines to get there? It's a gevaldik kasha. Marsha is asking about the kasha, and if we didn't ask it, it's a chisaron in us. Says the Marsha. Oh, by the way, Derech Agav, what we said from Reb Chaim, we're not learning this as well as we should. If we'd be really, really learning with the way we should, is that we would pound out every single Marasha over here. Because the Marasha is really, really alludes to a lot of the ideas that we discussed before, particularly the next Marasha. But again, in the Chabura, in an hour, is only a certain amount that we could do on the most complicated Amud in the first paragraph. The easiest Amud probably compared to the third parak, but the most complicated Amud in the first parak. It says the Marsha, Afal Gav Gnichlu B'Hai Tzurut B'Asagol On Kral Leini Lav Shem Amaisa Lo Nichlu Ahochal Leini Lav Shem Tzal Taras Mises Bezdin. But for Lav Shem Tzal Taras Mises Bezdin, we're not bothered. What's going on? That's the Marsha's kasha. And Rav Otay, I'm not sure exactly what the Marsha means in his teretz. He says, Mishum Da'kati Lo Aski Adaitai Dolo Lofi Ayim Bin Hakot Rasha El Mishum Losana. He says, no. Lav Shnitan and Lav Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin is worse because of this idea of Lo Anash Elam Kein Hizir, and therefore, because of Lo Anash Elam Kein Hizir, I would have thought that Vitziku doesn't work. And then we need a special Gilui to say that Vitziku does work. Yesh Lahosif, that the words of Tosfos are slightly different in the first way he formulates it to explain Lav Shein B'Maisa versus the words in explaining Lav Shnitan Lav Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin. Tosfos, in the words of explaining Lav Shein B'Maisa, says Avobasa the Goli Kronde Vitziku. We have a Gilui. Tosfos says just a Gilui Vitziku. Tosfos, when it comes to Lav Shnitan Lav Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin, says he also says Goli Kronde Lam Rachmana Michlal the Lucky. We learn out from there, Michlal, we learn from that klal, Deloki. In other words, even in the words of Tosfos, it's a subtle deal, but even in the words of Tosfos, we see that it's a lot easier to get over the hump of Lav Shein B'Maisa, just you need a Zeret HaKasa, just a Gilui, and here you need a Michlal. Now, exactly what is the difference between a Gilui and a Michlal, I don't know enough to be able to be matched here, but what I do see is that Tosfos is differentiating between the two. So it happens to be, and it could be this is Yeshiva Shatorah, and you'll fight it out that it's Mokra, if it's Mokra or not. But totally without an agenda, Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in the Shari Shmuel connect the discussion that we had above about Lav Shnitan Lav Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin and says that's Gufa the Chiluk between Tosfos's point by Lav Shein B'Maisa versus Lav Shnitan Lav Tzarek Mitzvah Bezdin. I throw it out to Talmidim. This is not. This is Ramosha Shmuel Lulei de Mistatina. This is what he suggests. In the world, in the Olam HaYeshivas, they discuss that there are two ways to understand Lav Shem B'Maisei Melkin Olam. One way to understand Lav Shem B'Maisei Melkin Olam is that a Lav Shem B'Maisei is a different quality of Lav. Less a Lav, and therefore is no Malkus. One way of understanding it. This is a standard Chakira, we're not going to develop it now, we don't have time. Lav Shem B'Maisei Melkin Olam is Pshat Aleph, is that it's a weaker Lav, therefore you don't get Malkus. Or the other way of understanding Lav Shem B'Maisei Melkin Olam is not that it's a weaker Lav, it's the same Lav. But B'Torah's Onesh, B'Torah's an Onesh, it's not an Onesh that you're able to get Malkus. Now, it could be that it's a legitimate Chakira, it could be it's splitting hairs. But let's just assume right now, we don't even have to be taking sides. Let's just assume that the Pshat and Lav Shem B'Maisei and Lokin Olam means that there's something weak about being able to be Ma'anish him. Something weak about being able to Ma'anish. You're not able to be Ma'anish, Lav Shem B'Maisei. So Tosfos starts out and says, Lav Shem B'Maisei and Lokin Olam. Here we have a special character cost of a Gilui that says that you do get Malkus. The Gilu that's Shaykh and Malkus. The Lav is a regular Lav. But the Onish is normally inappropriate. Normally it is. Here we say that the Malkus is Shaykh. Continues Tosos. Vim Tomar. A Lav Shemitin La Taras Misa Sezdin. A Lav Shemitin La Taras Misa Sezdin. The Torah goes out of its way to be maskia it entirely. The Torah goes out of its way to be maskia it entirely, not because it's just some type of chisar in the maisa. The Lav is mufka from Malkus. How do I know that the Lav is mufka from Malkus? Because the Torah goes out of its way to say that it's misa's bezdin. Once it's mufka from Malkus, it's entirely mufka, not that it's just that a chisar in the onish. The Torah was maskia it. As a Lav Shanitin Lazar Zvizas Bezdin, that's even worse. The Gilui is not going to be enough. Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, here it's going to be different. The Chidush over here is that Lav Shanitin Lazar Zvizas Bezdin is that we can learn from the Tziku Michlal that it's going to be Shayach to the Parsha of Malkus. So just to summarize Bezdin Hashem, what we had is three different topics. Number one, is the first general topic, and that is the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon from the perspective of Tosfos and the Ramban. Are there two machlokes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon? Are they one machlokes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon? Tosfos comes up with a big chiddush and says that you don't need a hatara when it comes to onish and mammon, all because Tosfos had not learned like the Ramban. Tosfos disagreed with the Ramban, which I'm still prone to suggest is because of Tosis, the Ramban Shita, Shlo Hashem, and Vilde Malkus, the Tosis didn't want to accept his Chiddush of Heshev Sagzela. However, your Masbir is, that we fought about last week, but that's where Tosis needs to get away from the Ramban. Based on that, we have a fundamentally different approach to the entire Mishnah. Tosis then looks at our Mishnah as being two-tiered, while the Ramban looks at our Mishnah as being one-tiered. Tosis learns that there's two different machlokas entirely unrelated about Kedei Rishoso, and then there's a separate machlokas in regards to the separate machlokas in terms of the two lavim. That was the way Tosfos had learned. The Ramban says it's all a question of what the Azharas are. According to Ramban, everything is a lot neater. You really see the beauty of the Ramban's mahalach in this sugi. Everything becomes very neat, and that's why the Ritva added that the whole sugi Kedei Rishoso is Rafka Milsa. Then the second topic is what's the Pshan Gemara's Kasha. The Hilo Sanimai of Delay. So then, in regards to the Hilo Sanimai of Delay, so there we saw that Rabbi Kiva Eger has his famous comment. We then came back and we saw that Tosfos is assuming, like Rabbi Kiva Eger as well, that the Gemara could be simply answered by saying that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz, Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, comes from Losan, and therefore the Pasuk is Mufne. Tosfos had also said that out in the Furish. And that threw us into question, and that was Eli Zahara from the first Chabura, and that threw us into question whether there is a tzad altogether that says that the Malkus comes from Ben Gerusha and Ben Chalutza. Well, what was that? The Malkus of Ben Gerusha and Ben Chalutza comes from Kasha Zaman. Where does that come from? So we saw that it seems to be the Ramban earlier quote from the Ritva. We had a seer in the Ramban, and we suggested maybe there's a chilek between B'makom Azama or B'toras Azama. That was topic number two. Topic number three is how to understand Lav Shnita and Lazar Shnita's Bezdin. A very subtle chakira of how to understand Lav Shnita and Lazar Shnita's Bezdin. Is it based on the idea that Lav Shnita and Lazar Shnita's Bezdin is the pshat that the pasuk is not mufna, or is the Torah sending us a message that that's not shayach mitzvah bezdin? My nafkamini say it this way, you say it that way. It happens to be the kasha zamam is the nafkamini. In different yeshivas and in chassidish yeshivas, this will be a very, very poor nafkamina. Who says you say it this way? Who cares if you say it this way, you say it that way? Just a slight difference. But in Brisk, it's the ultimate nafkamina, because it's the ultimate chakira, because it's so subtle, the chakira is so subtle, you find one nafkamina, that's the best chakira. So it happens to be that Reb Chaim uses this chakira in terms of answering the kasha, and we have a stira in Rashi. Reb Chaim was basing himself on Makas Ayin Dalet on the base, very nice, but Eli's Rashi and Makas Yugim on the base seems to be Baba Kama Ayin Dalet on the base, and the Rashi on Yugim on the base by us seems to be against that. And then finally, it could very well be that the issue that the Marasha is struggling with about why Tosas has Anocha by Lav Shem Maisa versus Lav Shnita and Lav Saras Mises Bezin shows us that there's a quality in Lav Shem Maisa that's different than a Lav Shnita and Lav Saras Mises Bezin. If we say that the Pshat of Lav Shnita and Lav Saras Mises Bezin is not just simply a Pshat, that it's a technicality that you don't have the Pasuk. Lav Shem Maisa is also a Pasuk. But if the Pshat is that the Lav Shnita and Lav Saras Mises Bezin, that the Torah is telling you that it's Mufka, then once the Torah is telling you that it's Mufka, so then in such a case, it's either be even worse than Lav Shem Maisa, and that's why Tosis is more relaxed to bring the Estiku, but Tosis tries to go in other directions when it comes to Lav Shemit and Lav Saras Mises Bezin, and then Tosis ultimately says no, that you need to have a limud that comes from the Estiku.